On this first Friday, following the octave of Easter, we begin reading the Gospel of St. John, beginning the sixth chapter, which is famous for our Lord's discourse on the bread of life. And we'll begin reading about that after he crosses the sea to Capernaum and begins the discourse on the bread of life on the other side. We'll begin reading about that discourse on Monday. But the whole chapter begins with the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. And when he gets to the other side, he'll talk to them about the reason why they came to the other side. They were hungry. They were still hungry. And they knew that our Lord could feed them. And he said, "You're looking for worldly food instead of heavenly food." But he did work this miracle because he was concerned about their even temporal welfare. But it was both our Lord acting on behalf of the people who were hungry and needy in even a physical, temporal way, and our Lord's working of a sign that would have more significance after he gave the discourse on the bread of life, after he could tell them that the true bread that I will give you is that which comes down from heaven and is nourishing unto life everlasting. And so the whole thing begins with this extraordinary sign, this miracle that our Lord works on behalf of his people. And later on, when our Lord institutes the Eucharist, there will also be a sign, and an extraordinary one, in the sense that we know by faith, by what our Lord tells us, that although it looks like bread and wine, it's really the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord. And it's even a greater miracle than the multiplication of the loaves and fishes, although we don't recognize it as such from a natural point of view, because the appearances of bread and wine remain, and it's our faith that tells us that there is this change. Sometimes our Lord works extraordinary miracles in our lives, sometimes small and great, but most of the time our Lord is quiet, and the grace that he works in ordinary ways, in the normal signs that he gives us, especially in the sacraments. And it's our challenge to recognize this and respond to it. And the tragedy is that sometimes we don't, just as those who received the food from the loaves and fishes and saw the miracle would go over to the other side, and when our Lord would talk about the bread of life, they didn't want to hear it. They rejected it because it was too hard for them to believe, even though they had seen the miracle. So that remains the challenge always. Even if we see miracles, we don't always believe because we're weak in faith and because we're selfish. So we ask our Lord this first Friday that we might have the grace of Easter, that we might believe in him with all our hearts and meet the challenges of our daily life, the daily duty, the temptations, dealing with people, whatever it might be that's our cross, whatever it might be that challenges us to believe that Jesus is still present in our lives, whoever in our life challenges us to believe that that person is really Jesus. You know, our Lord says that the way we treat one another is the way we treat him. Sometimes that's hard to believe. It's hard to see Jesus in the disguise that we find him in our brothers and sisters. And so we're constantly challenged to humble ourselves and to accept our Lord's way of doing things, to accept the gifts that he gives us. And what he gives us are gifts. Grace is always a gift. The Eucharist, the Church calls the inestimable gift of God. The Eucharist is God's inestimable gift. And yet, for many, it's hard to believe. You know, it's a challenge. At the Mass, we call it the mystery of faith. The Eucharist is the mystery of faith. And that challenge never goes away in the spiritual life. Sometimes we see it in the form of the liturgy. It helps us to understand what life is like. It's full of signs, but it's also full of challenges. We're challenged to believe even when we do not see. We're challenged to persevere in the promises that we have made, even though it seems like we got ourselves into more than we bargained for. And yet, that is the way God works in our lives. It's a challenge of faith. John Paul II, Blessed Pope John Paul II, called it a pilgrimage of faith. Our life is a pilgrimage of faith. And what is lived out in the life of Jesus Christ, in his incarnation, in his preaching, suffering, death, and resurrection, is what we live. We live it in the Mass, but we live it in daily life, being challenged to believe what he has told us, to repent of our sins, and to love one another as he has loved us. And so let us believe in the miracles that God works in our lives, the small ones that go very often unnoticed, the power that God gives us to persevere in our promises and in his grace and in persevering in charity, in our families, and in society, and in the Church. On this day of the Sacred Heart, this first Friday in Easter, we ask for this grace so that we might love Jesus as he deserves in the way that he has loved us.
Jesus.